Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, sorry, I had to finish my happy dance.
Hey, this is Leslie Federici with my wonderful, awesome, longtime friend co-host,
Richard Cooper. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show, the first in 2016, Blog Talk Radio, Walk on the Well Side.
That's right, Walk on the Well Side. It's been 4 years, and this is our reunion, and also you know, good things to come after tonight, guys. If you're listening, we're going to switch to Saturdays at 6 p.m. Okay.
Yeah, let's get that out now, huh?
Yes, let's get that out now. So we'll be reminding everybody, but we are here. So, oh my gosh, reunion. So what's the big question? So you got a big question for me, Rich?
Yes. The first question is what in the world have you been up to? And that 4 years, because I can tell you what I've been up to, but we need a longer show for that. But I'll let you go first.
All right. So what happened was I got disillusioned, and tonight's reunion is all about, you know, talking about, I got my timer on because we're only on for 30 minutes.
Is that what that little TikTok cranking sound I heard in the background? I was like, what, are you in a factory or something?
my little best friend timer.
Leslie's clock factory. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. Go ahead.
That's all right. So listen, I want to tell everybody that, you know, people sign up for home businesses, right? They sign up, they get all excited.
Yes.
They think they're going to make $1 million like in 24 hours, and it just doesn't work that way. So I became a quitter. I quit because things weren't happening fast enough. But here's the thing. During my hiatus, when did I sign on with Shackley? In 2005, I think. So it's been 10 years.
It's been a long time. I think it was around like 2000. I think it was 2003 or 2004, somewhere around there. But I think you're about in the right ballpark.
Yeah. So around 10 years, loved the products. Always loved the products. I won't use anything else because the products are so good. But I got disillusioned. So the importance of this call of talking, because I want to talk to all you think you are quitters. You're not. You know, it's the home business doesn't fail, though it depends on the business, because there was one that I knew about that just switched hands to another company. So, but Shackley's been around since 1959. It's been very stable, very solid. Products are awesome. So, so during the hiatus, it's a mindset. You have to realize that you have to take responsibility for building a business. You can't think that you sign up for something and expect that business to do it for you. You can't. And the most important thing, guys, if you're listening to this, is building relationships and also just doing the work. You got to do the work. You got to connect with people. You got to do the work. And I know I'm saying, you know, I'm a quitter, but actually I'm really not a quitter. Because I took that quitting mentality and morphed it into something a lot more positive. So, you know, that happens. People come and go, but you know what? When you come back a little wiser, and hopefully you just realize that it's you make the business. The business doesn't make you, you make it. I don't know if I'm making sense, Rich.
You're making perfect sense, Leslie. And you know what? The key point that you said here is you make the business doesn't make you. Now, the business, of course, will help to develop you and all the different tools and training and personal development. But you're right. You're absolutely right. The business, and it's so bad, too, because of the fact that I've been a procrastinator. I didn't want to admit that on live broadcasting, but I have been a procrastinator. I know, shame on me. Shame. And so during the time frame that you were going through your four-year hiatus, I was also going through a lot of personal development. And so, you know, life happens and there was a lot of changes in my life and things that were going on and, you know, coming to a lot of realizations about a direction that I wanted to focus on and go in. And so I, like you, had to reel myself back in and get myself plugged into, because that's the key right there is what we're doing. If you get plugged back into, you find your first love, and then when it gets reunited in you and you find out who you are as a person from your personal development, you just dive right back into it again. And it's just like, I mean, of course, you know, here and I, and folks, when you listen to our previous archive shows, you're going to find out we have the same level of energy today on the show, probably a lot more intense now, and we're sort of a lot more mature in a lot of ways than on the previous shows.
A lot more directed, I think.
Yes, and we still got our zaniness and our craziness on the show, and our outlandish comments. But the fact is, you know, with all that set aside, the point is that we both have gone through those types of changes and stuff like that. And it's just an encouragement to those of you who right now are tuning into the show for the first time, and there's more to come, like Leslie said. That is a thing that happens with everyone, so don't feel out of place and don't feel like you're a failure just because of the fact that you had to quit. Because remember, as long as you still got breath in your body, you can still do something, you know, and make that change. As long as you got that breath, and as long as you wake up in the morning and say, "Hello, world, I'm here," you're good to go.
And you know what the thing is, it's hard to be your own boss, you know, because you take on the responsibility of you know, connecting with people and doing certain things, and it's hard to fire yourself, you know?
That's true.
You know what's funny? What?
Yeah. No, I was going to say you're right about that. It's hard to fire yourself because it's so easy to become complacent and say, "Oh, Rich, that's okay. You can just go ahead and kick your feet up and, you know, not do what this you need to do today, or not read this, or not go through this type of personal development, or not work out. You know, it's okay.
Right.
You could just do it this one time, and the next time you'll be able to do it." And it just never happens. So
right.
It's all about discipline. It's all about discipline.
Well, you know, the one thing that helped me over the past 4 years, and over the past two, going on three, was I started a blogging community. And every day I have to be consistent, and every day I have to, you know, post things. And we started a community blog, and, you know, there's writers. And so it's staying on top of all of that. And when you take on a responsibility like that, you know, it becomes your baby, and you really want to respect it and see it grow. And that's the way a business should be. In fact, you know, if anyone's listening, if you guys are listening, I highly recommend that you go on Facebook or another social media platform that has a group format. Start a group, because that's the best way people can get to know you.
That is so true, Leslie. And well, first of all, I wanted to say something too. I am really proud of you. I'm proud of you for taking that whole blogging thing, you know, under your wing, you know, just taking it on, because it's not for the faint of heart. I mean, something like that, you have to really want to be able to do it and really have the desire to learn it, because it's not something that's really simple. But if a person, it's just like riding a bike, you know, once you learn how to ride a bike, you know, and if you stop for a while, you can go back to it. It's not hard to learn. It's not hard to learn at all.
No.
So,
and,
I mean,
and
I just
you know
want
what?
To put that out.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Rick. Well, I know Shackley has a blogging component, I believe, on the, on your website, and you can, you know, do blogging there. And that's a whole other topic, because I know a lot of people get like freeze brain when you bring up the word blogging or, writing, or and it's not that bad, but that's a whole other conversation. So listen, you did some research about people that come and go, right? So what did you find out? Tell me.
Okay, it's gonna cost you. Actually, well, I did some research out there, and one of the things that we were talking about is people quitting. And so I found some research that says basically why you can never finish anything and how to finally change it. And there was some research that was done by the University of Irvine, California. And it was just – it gets into why you aren't finishing your projects or something like that. They use projects as an example. And, you know, projects could be anything because, you know, it's interchangeable. I mean, it could be projects at home. It could be a business. It could be workout because workout can be a project as well. And then it gives a few bullet points on there that basically says one of the reasons is fear of failing to impress, you know, because people don't want to have their ability judged. And then it talks about fear of setting the bar too high. And I'll tell you what, that hit home with me because that is one of the areas that I am working on every single day, you know, setting the bar too high. Well, actually, you know, it's the reverse for me. I actually do end up setting the bar too high. So, and then I have to adjust it, you know, based on that. And it says sometimes it's just not failure, you know, but it's a success that makes the people clam up. You know what I mean? When they are setting the bar too. Yeah. And then it said not wanting to put an end to the fun. And that's where you got into where we were just talking about how when a person, we can't fire ourselves. So if you're having a good time, you know, working on a project or task, you know, it could, you know, the prospect of finishing, it could be get disappointing. You know what I mean? So you're working on something that's a lot of fun. And then all of a sudden, when you get to the end of it, it's kind of, you're afraid that you're not going to have any more fun and you're not going to have anything to do. So then there were some options or some how to overcome these roadblocks, you know, and finish what you started. And one of them was stop ruminating over the negatives. Yeah. So stop basically focusing. You know what I mean? Because it could be a broken record. I mean, our brains. I mean, we could turn around and it could be a perpetual cycle with saying, oh, you did this, or you failed this and this and this. And if we keep letting that go inside of our mind, and Tony Robbins talks about, he learned from a coach, when you see something negative in your brain, you go, oh, nope, I didn't mean that, and you pull it out. He calls it a swish or something like that, a swish method, where you find it, and you say, oh, nope, I didn't mean that. What I meant, like, it says, oh, it's bad. Oh, nope, what I meant is, it's a day that I'm going to make good instead of saying it's a bad day. And then the second one of that is being a perfectionist is no excuse. Okay? So, yeah. I mean, so no one's perfect. And it's better. Yeah, I remember there was a guy, you might know who he was, but he'll come to me in a minute, but he said, I used to listen to his motivational teaching, and I haven't heard him in a while. He said, you don't have to get it right. You just got to get it going. You know, and I thought that was so awesome because that's true, you know, and quite frankly, everybody, I just want to say this before I say the finishing up the last 2 points and then Leslie, you can go on, is that Leslie invited me to be her co-host on this show. How long ago was it, Leslie? A long time ago, actually. And I had never done anything like this before, and she had been doing it before. And I had no idea what I was doing when I got on this radio show. And sometimes I wonder if I still do. But the fact is that I got on the show and I was able to collaborate with Leslie and just do it without even thinking about it. So that's why I wanted to point out, you don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going. Now, number three
you
is
just have to do it,
yes, working under pressure doesn't actually produce better results. That's something to think about. Because you're not going to have any fun if you're working under pressure. And if you feel like it's a job, then what's the point of doing a business or whatever it is that you're doing? You might as well just go ahead and do your job. And then the last one is quit getting stuck on the big picture. You know, it says procrastinators basically, you know, avoid finishing what they started. Because they don't miss the forest. They don't miss the forest for the trees or something like that. So really the idea is to break everything down to manageable tasks and, you know, and to some people that can be a little paralyzing. But the bottom line is that, you know, you can change the situation around by reexamining what it is that you're looking for and then make it more realistic.
Yeah.
And so, and what you did was you found, and then here's the key too, find your passion. Because if you're doing something that's not your passion, you're not going to do it with your heart. And that's the bottom line. You got to find something that you want to do that is your passion and then do it with all your heart. And if you fail in one area, like Tony Robbins said before, if you take an approach and it doesn't work, take another approach. And if that doesn't work, take another approach. Because there are millions and millions of approaches out there, and you're going to find one of them that's going to work. So, Leslie, it is now up to you.
Well,
your turn. Well, back to you.
Those are some really, really good tips. And I want to throw in something else, too, because I think, you know, we all like to get involved in something new. We get excited about it being new, and, you know, it gets our adrenaline going, and we get all psyched. And then all of a sudden it gets boring, because you've been at it for a while. And that's when you really got to stick to it, is when it starts getting boring. When you start repeating certain things that you got to do, you just got to keep doing it. And one of the things that really taught me that was that in January, I joined a gym. Now, I've never been in a gym before. I wasn't really
Congratulations.
Crazy. Yeah. And I wasn't really crazy about the idea, but they had this swimming pool, and I love swimming. And I had this all relates to business, all relates to home business. And I had this vision that I was going to lose X amount of pounds by this month, actually, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't go that way, because you know what? Your body's on a different plane. You have to break into fitness, and you have to do small steps so that you don't pull muscles and you don't pull your hair out and you don't get bummed out and you don't get too sore, but you're going to be sore anyway if you don't exercise. You can't win, so get over it. You know,
right?
But, you know, but I had to stick with it. I had to fight this mindset of I don't want to do this. And the same thing with business. I didn't want to do certain things. And, you know, it just kept me from, you know, right now, 4 years, I mean, you could start doing stuff now, and 4 years from now, you could be at a different place, or you could just not do anything and be in the same place. You know?
That's right. Well, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting a different result.
Exactly.
That's something to think about.
I love that, you know, because it's so true. You know, you think you're going to keep doing the same thing and end up someplace different, and it doesn't happen.
Well, you know, Tony Robbins was saying something, and you know, I always say him a lot because he's one of the ones I listen to. He's one of my mentors and coaches, and Jim Rohn, you know, he's passed away, of course, you know, and then there's other ones. But Tony Robbins was saying he doesn't get up there and preach to people that say in their garden or in their body in their garden, there's no weeds, there's no weeds, no, no, there's no weeds. He goes, yes, there is weeds in there, and you got to get in there and pull them up. And I love that philosophy because it's so true. I mean, now I do believe in the law of attraction and all that good stuff. You know, it's true because what you do think about, you bring about. And so, but that's pretty cool that you use that analogy, Leslie, too, because people are looking today, especially, but they've been for a while, but especially today, it's just turning into this push button fast food. And anyone listening, sorry, not to offend you, I'm just making a statement, but a push button fast food society and with instant gratification, and they want results right away. But regardless of what it is that you're doing, whether it be a physical workout, a mental workout, or a business that you're developing, it takes, like you said, Leslie, it takes time and consistent effort. Everybody repeat after me, time and consistent effort. And then ultimately the result is going to be a positive outcome.
I
speak from personal experience.
Yeah, and you really do have to like what you're doing, because I know with Shackley, there's a lot of health and wellness programs out there, but I'm sorry, nothing beats Shackley. They've been around for a long time. The products are awesome. You know, the stability of the company is excelente. All righty.
I know. Yes.
It's awesome. And they're always coming up with new things. So I'm going to say like three words, Richie, you know, to piggyback on what you were just saying, you know, about time and being consistent. You have to immerse yourself into what you're doing so that you understand it and you become resourceful and you know where to get the answers. And you also have to you have to invest in yourself and your own learning. Okay.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
So you have to immerse yourself and you have to endure. You have to endure the boring stuff. You have to endure the mundane because that's like the desert. You got to get through the desert to get to the oasis, you know? So
that's right.
You know, so it's immersion, it's endurance, and it's consistency, what you said, and time, and just, you know, focusing on focus. Oh my gosh, focus like a laser beam, because if you're so distracted with a whole bunch of other stuff, it's gonna sidetrack you. You know, it really, really is. Like for the past 2, going on 3 years, I already mentioned the blogging community. If I wasn't focused on that, it wouldn't be what it is today, and it's only going up. So that's how you got to do and think about your business. Today, you start and you keep going, travel through the desert till you get to the oasis, and you're always going to hit another desert. You know, you're always going to be hit with something. You just got to keep going. So you're not
that's
quitters,
right.
Guys. You're not quitters.
Amen, sister, preach it, because I'm telling you something. When you're walking through that desert, you got to be prepared. You got to make sure you have all the necessities you need. You need to drink the fluids. And that fluid is the knowledge and information that is going to sustain you through that desert. Because otherwise, if you don't have that when you're going through that desert, you're going to end up seeing a mirage, and that mirage is going to take you in a whole different direction. And so that's
right.
The key right there, Leslie.
That's right. You like that analogy,
I love
huh?
it. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Well, you know, let's mention again that we're going to be on Saturdays at 6 o'clock. So this was our reunion call, and we got like 5 minutes left there. Can you believe
it? Yes, and everybody, just to let you know too, when you listen to our previous shows, you'll be able to gauge and see what the variety of the shows that we do. We do them on all different topics, and we also do have special guests on the shows from time to time. And
yep.
So it's going to be great. I mean, we've got this whole thing planned out going forward and through 2016 and beyond, as long as we both have breath in our bodies. So get ready for it. We got some stuff for you. I know. That's really, really exciting. So, Leslie, I mean, what kind of recommendations, I mean, besides everything that you talked about, so what specifically, I mean, with the blogging community and everything like that, and you came out of your hiatus, I guess the best thing I wanted to say, and then I can elaborate on me as well, what benefits did you get out of this personal development and struggle that brought you to the point that you're at right now?
Mindset. And that one bullet point that you had, what was it? Not thinking that you're good enough. What was
yes.
that? What, tell me again what that was.
Oh, I'm going to have to go back in my memory on that one.
I think it was
just
the first
talking,
one
come back to me.
Thinking that you're a failure or thinking
yes.
that you're not good enough, right? I think it was
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And because I see it all the time, I thought that way with exercising.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, I'm going to make a recommendation that anybody that's listening to this, they should go join a gym, a good gym. Or start some type of exercise program because you will be challenged physically, and then you're going to have to deal with that the mindset of being challenged. And business is
yes.
like that. Business is like an exercise. You know, you got to deal with it. So exercise will really bring up some stuff for you, and that's what it did for me. It brought up because I didn't want to go. I go swimming every day. There were days in the beginning I didn't want to go. I didn't want to lift weights. I didn't want to, you know, but geez, Rich, I'm going to be 62 for Pete's sakes.
Oh, you're still young. What are you talking about?
Oh, we're almost
it
done.
Ain't
we're
over.
Almost,
hey,
we got like two more minutes.
It's not over till it's over.
No, but at 62, I'll be honest, I'm not happy. I was sitting on my can in front of the computer for hours, not good. And so now I'm in a much better place physically and mentally because I challenged myself. And a lot of these things I can apply to business, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I think the fear of failure, not being good enough, I see it with blogging. I see it with, you know, people trying to make videos and they think that they're just not good enough. So you just have to find
mm-hmm.
your awesomeness because everybody's
got. That's
true,
Leslie. That's right. And, you know, it's funny because one of the things I wanted to mention to you, too, is for the time frame that I had my little hiatus, I was regaining my mojo.
Yeah.
I had
yeah.
to get my mojo back. You know, my radio mojo, my life mojo. And, you know, it takes things like that. But word of caution to everyone out there, when you, like Leslie said, it's a good idea to go find a gym. But just make sure you don't find a personal trainer that looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I'm going to poke you up. Because you will be in trouble.
Yeah.
Find one. Find a personal trainer, of course, you know, and a program that fits you. Don't try to be something that you're not. Just find, and like Leslie's doing, she found a system and a gym, and now she's back in the groove. And
I'm
it just takes
groove,
a little bit.
Baby.
It just takes a little bit. You know, a little bit at a time. Eventually will be a lot. You know, that's the only way I could think of it.
So, Richie, we're coming down to the closing time.
Already.
We've got 2 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Go.
This was so much fun. Everyone, we have been really planning and building up to this show. How many minutes we got, Leslie?
We got two minutes.
We've been planning on this show for a long time. It's a long time coming, and there is more to come. This was just the eye-opener, so get ready. Leslie, what else you got to say?
I think we'll just leave it at that, and then we'll just they'll just have to join us, Rich, and they'll just have to experience our good stuff.
Yes, and Leslie, you're on Instagram too, right?
I am. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook.
Yeah,
Twitter.
We're both on Facebook.
Yep.
That's three big ones.
Yep. So connect with us anytime. Feel free to connect with us, and we gotta go, Rich. We got to play the music and sign off.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks for joining us. It was a great show, Leslie.
Thanks for joining us, and we will...